the volatility in the markets, a lot of people turn to precious metals to take care of their, I don't know, their peace of mind, I suppose. No, I mean, who's the guy that's on TV all the time selling gold coins? At any rate, you know, people invest in precious metals to be a hedge against inflation. When times get dicey or the stock market's going to turn down by 900 points, that's where they go. My next guest knows a lot about gold, the gold market. He mines it. He's done it for a career. Wally Barakoff, CEO and chairman of the gold mining company Lion One Metals. Wally, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good to have you. Where do we find you today?
We're finding me at my screen, smiling.
Yeah, are you in Fiji? Are you in Canada? Where are you?
No, I'm in Canada at this point. I just came back from Fiji. Things are going very, very well. Of course, we speeded up our business there. With gold being at where it is, you know, we're seeing a perfect mix of ingredients here. We've been saying this, Steve, for several months now. We have low rates. We have a little soft dollar, trade tensions, political geotensions, all these things. Like you said, simply, people are looking for safety. And
what is the price of gold today? Just, you know,
just
I don't.
Over 1505, thereabouts. I've been watching the Asian market. It went below 15 for a short time, but it's very solid. Most banks that are calling it over 1600. Some of us are calling it before the end of the year, possibly could touch 18 to 1900, which, as you know, makes some of the gold producers very, very rich, but really gives a huge leverage to the smaller ones like ourselves, Lion One. Gold doesn't go bad. As I said, it's in the ground. We've certainly found a lot of it, and we're looking to find a lot more. We've got the proof that there is a lot more. It's an alkaline deposit, which around the world is only about 8 or 9. They're all huge, in
right,
the tens of millions of ounces.
So for people that don't know, you've put together an operation with Lion One with a gold mine in Fiji that, you know, you've made a deal with the government there. You've become partners with the government, friendly, as I should say. And you've got this in process, and it's going to be a huge mine. And it's people don't think about Fiji being a place where you're going to find huge amounts of gold, but you struck it rich, frankly.
Well, you know, I'd like to say that I was lucky. It was good research. Fiji has the oldest operating gold mine in the South Pacific. Batacola down the road from us, which I owned at the same time, produced so far about 7.5 million ounces, and it's on its way to produce probably another 5 or 6. Oldest operating one in the South Pacific, 85 years. Most people didn't realize that it was even in Fiji. So it just goes to say, gold is valuable in any country. So the countries that are blessed with the gold resource are just going to do better.
Well, as you look at the markets out there and you see the volatility and the trade wars between China and the United States, obviously there is opportunity for people who mine gold like you do, who sell gold and put it on the world market like you do. And people go to gold and precious metals as an insurance policy, don't they?
They do. They do, Steve. But what they also do is this is where the opportunity comes alive for the small investor. He looks at the smaller cap companies, which have a very proven resource, reserve, track record with management, and they buy those because those are leverage. If gold goes up another $200, $300, the leverage on a smaller company is probably 3 or 4-fold, where the majors are already taking their hit. So that's why I say I'm a little biased. I would say this, that Lion One meets all the attributes. We're shovel ready. We're building right now to go into production. And we've had an addition of one of the world-renowned economic geologists, an alkaline expert, who's declared that this is anywhere from 10 to 20 million ounces or more. Now, remember, we have 1 million ounces of resource right now that's economic, and we're building the mine on.
Right.
So in Canada, trading symbol is LIO. OTC is LOMLF.
There you go.
It's trading at a very low multiple. Now's the time to do it.
There you go. And if gold goes to 1900 by the end of the year, and of course we're not endorsing that. We're just saying if it actually does that, somebody could do pretty well for themselves. And then William Devane will be proven to be right all the way through. The guy's on my TV all the time. Wally,
correct.
Greatly appreciate it. When are you going to be fully operational?
We're going to be fully operational about 18 months. And But right now, what's more important, watch it for the next 2 or 3 months because we're having some spectacular drill results and other work that's being done on the property. Yesterday, we announced we commissioned our world-class assay lab. So now we own the drill company, we own the assay lab. Are we ready? Or are we ready? We are ready, and to increase the resource base in this company substantially.
There you
very
go.
Substantially.
Wally Burakoff, Lion One Metals, gold the place to be, and I greatly appreciate you stopping in as always, Wally. Good, good on you.
Always a pleasure.
All
thank
right,
you.
So there you have it. Lion One Metals, you can find out more, and the price of gold. Obviously, William Devane always telling you to buy gold to put a hedge against inflation and so forth. And the volatility is in part because of the Treasury numbers and the sell-off to the Treasury numbers for the United States government. There is a lot of concern right now that we could see a recession coming over the horizon, that concern coming from different places that are sending out warnings as to what could be happening in the economy, some downturns, some slowing in some places. Meanwhile, however, we stay at a place where the unemployment rate is at historical lows. Construction starts are at a historical high. We have put more than 7 million jobs back in place over the last couple of years that had been lost during the Great Recession. It continues to build. The stock market, even though it was off a bit this week, continues to be in an area that many people never thought it would arrive. So we sit here with an economy that overall is pretty solid. But, of course, if you want to put a hedge against that, then, of course, you can always buy gold and precious metals. Still to come this morning, Mark Lauder will be here, the Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. It has been a volatile week, to say the least, with all of the things being said on the left. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.